truth? Between me and you, always. Out of all the tasks that I've tackled, singing in front of people, ziplining down a mountain, nothing scares me as much as this. She waved a hand back and forth between them. He didn't move, but she sensed the shift in him, from casual to alert, relaxed to vigilant. "This?" he murmured. "Yes." She pressed a fist to her belly. "This thing I wasn't expecting. And if I'm being brutally honest, part of me doesn't really want, because it's messy, ill-advised, and doomed. But I can't explain it away. I can't deny it. I can't ignore it. And I don't want to anymore." He still didn't move. And yet he seemed to go even more rigid. Tension entered every inch of his body until he fairly vibrated with it. Those shadows enveloped them. His eyes gleamed with need. A furnace of lust blasted out of her, lighting her up. The same need that surged inside her glittered in his eyes and scorched away her doubts. "You still haven't defined what this is," he said. "But tell me over here." He crooked a finger at her. "Come here, Corey." She should have balked at that imperious command. Instead, she rose to her knees and shuffled over to him, not stopping until she knelt between his thighs. He spread his legs wider, providing more room for her, and her heart constricted so hard, pain bloomed behind her ribcage. A warning, because that place he'd made for her felt too perfect, too custom fit. She couldn't afford to allow that thinking to take root. "Closer," he said, his voice a coarse caress. She obeyed, moving nearer, until her knees butted up against the back of his thighs, and his scent, clean, fresh soap, and him, embraced her.